as Israeli Prime Minister Ariel Sharon lies incapacitated in a Jerusalem hospital. Many Palestinians are considering his almost certain departure from the political scene. They view it with a mixture of uncertainty and hope, the hope being that any successor will restart peace talks. Other Palestinians say they're far more concerned about continued lawlessness and turmoil in advance of parliamentary elections at month's end. NPR's Eric Westerveld reports.
Palestinian shoppers crowd an outdoor market in central Ramallah. They're buying meat, fruit, and vegetables for Eid al-Adha, the three-day feast of the sacrifice holiday, which began Tuesday. Abu Mahmoud sells hot tea and pudding from a big wooden cart. He says all of his customers are talking about Ariel Sharon's health and what might come after him.
I realize somebody worse than Sharon could come next. But I want one better, because people are fed up with poverty. We want peace to prevail.
Senior Palestinian Authority officials voice similar concerns about what new Israeli leadership might mean for the stalled peace process. Many Palestinians loathe what they call Sharon's one-sided approach to the Arab-Israeli conflict, including his unilateral withdrawal from Gaza last summer after 38 years of military occupation. But other Palestinians grudgingly concede that Sharon was a charismatic, get-it-done leader who was moving closer to the political center at the time of his stroke. Now, uncertainty again reigns. Palestinian legislator and housing and public works minister Mohammed Ishtaye.
The Sharon illness is not an internal Israeli issue. Whoever comes after Sharon affects us directly. We want somebody who sits with us, really conclude a peace agreement. The issue for us is Jerusalem, is refugees.
To ever get peace negotiations going again, the Palestinian Authority has to overcome a major election day challenge from Hamas. For the first time, the Islamist militant group is fielding candidates for the national parliament called the Palestinian Legislative Council. Hamas candidates won several key municipal elections last year. They're expected to win perhaps as much as 20% of the National Council seats in voting scheduled for January 25th. Many Hamas members view Sharon's all but certain political end with barely concealed delight.
Our generation, the knowledge about Sharon is only the killing and the destructions. For us, we believe that the world without Sharon, it would be better.
Dr. Mohammed Ramahi is a soft-spoken, paunchy 43-year-old anesthesiologist in Ramallah. He's also a parliamentary candidate with Hamas, a group whose platform includes a call for the destruction of the Jewish state. Israel and the U.S. list Hamas as a terrorist organization responsible for hundreds of deaths. Dr. Ramahi believes that the potential turmoil and change in Israeli politics after Sharon will have little effect on the Palestinians.
In my opinion, there will be no changes for the Palestinian people. This is an internal issue in Israel, because all of the leaders of the Israel, from the Labor Party, of the Likud Party, all of them, they didn't do anything to improve our life.
Other Palestinians say it may not matter who they have in Israel as a partner for peace talks if the Palestinian Authority remains unable to rein in crippling disorder and violence throughout the West Bank and Gaza Strip.
Lawlessness, anarchy, corruption, I mean, the list is not small.
Saeed Zidane is a professor at Al-Quds University. He says Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas, also known as Abu Mazen, is weak, and Hamas has stepped into the vacuum created by the chaos. The Palestinian president dithered, Zidane says, when he should have exerted tough leadership.
Abu Mazen is a big disappointment. I mean, verbally, he has been saying all the right things, but he has been doing almost nothing.
And now, Zidane says, Palestinian infighting has only intensified. In some ways, many Palestinians yearn for leaders who exhibit the kind of strong, can-do qualities they grudgingly admire in Ariel Sharon. Eric Westerveld, NPR News, Jerusalem.